Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
When it comes to South Florida sports teams, very few in the media have witnessed, lived, and covered it like the Big O. Let's start the program dedicated to your favorite South Florida teams with a passion that's unmatched. The Big O Radio Show is on. Here's the Big O.
All righty. Hope all of you are doing well. Welcome aboard to the program, coming to you live from Hialeah Park. Let me put this on so I can actually hear myself. With all the craziness going on, we got the second floor poker room. Everybody's out here. We told you, Thursdays now, it's happy hour time. So come on out here and join us here at Hialeah Park every Thursday, 3 to 6 p.m. So we are locked and loaded. We got a bunch of guests today. Got a bunch of things to talk about. Chad is running the show today. So this is a big day today because Chad is running the show today, right? So he's taking that next step forward now here on the platform. He is running it today, baby. I love it. So we good. We gave Sean a little bit of a day, like a couple of hours off. Yeah, just a couple of hours. That's what we're going to do with Sean. So we are ready. We got a loaded guest list for you. Franco Panizo is going to stop by at 4 o'clock to talk about that huge Inter win last night. That was so fun, man. The crushing part was Campana getting injured. But, man, just to start off the match with that goal, that boot, and get it right over the goalie and surprise him, that was fantastic within the first minute. And that put the heat on Orlando right from the get-go. Then they took a comfortable 4-1 lead. And, yeah, Orlando got one like in the – I believe it was like the 70, 75th minute or something like that. And but, you know, as long as they kept them at bay, they were gonna win that game. So we'll talk to Franco about that and also the playoffs. Craig Mish will step into the batter's box with him. The Marlins season is over. The MLB playoffs start in a couple days. There's a lot of things to talk about with Craig. We'll go over that. Alan Pupar will stop by for his weekly segment so we can talk a little Dolphins as they get ready for the New York Jets. So you got all of that going on. Hope everything is going well out there. Let's see on the chat board. Looks like everybody is happy. Doesn't seem like anybody is complaining about the sound or anything like that, right? So I see Steve Chapman in and Brian Walters is in. Says, hi, Sean and Big O and Chad. And everybody, I see the betting odds that Howard is not listed. I guess he is playing. He'll probably try to play. He had 10 days. Depends on how bad that injury is. If it's a little bit of a tweak, then maybe you got to be careful with that because the groin, the hamstring, these are things that can linger all season long if you don't allow it to get healthy. Big O, I did not realize that the good Kendrick Bibb was when he played for the Heat. I saw him last night for the Lakers. Looked good. Kendrick Bibb. Oh, you mean Kendrick Nunn. Well, remember, Nunn is a very streaky player, okay? And they did trade the Taylor Horton whatever guy, right? The guy with the three names, and he's actually – I like that guy, actually. He was a nice little find for them that they were developing off the bench. Keith Giles says, good afternoon, everybody. Did anybody see the doctor that says Tua has permanent brain damage? Yeah, whatever. It's just let's get into a little bit of this because, first of all, the whole thing with the doctor, I just think there's so many of you that are just full of shit, including the doctor. Okay? Is the doctor telling the race car driver not to, you know, go round and round at 220 miles an hour? I'm just wondering. This is what they signed up for. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what Joe Burrow just said. In fact, Chad, why don't you pull it up for me here? On the Joe Burrow one. If you're not, I can pull it up. You tell me, Chad. If not, I'll pull it up from here. But Joe Burrow was asked about, you know, concussions and all that kind of stuff. And you got to see what Alex Smith and Joe Burrow have said in the last 24 hours now, that that's all come out. And I'm not telling you that it's right or wrong. Okay? You can go however you want to look at it. But you're not a flying Willinda, right? And does the doctor keep telling that, hey, the Willindas, you shouldn't be, you know, walking on a high wire. You might fall and die. I don't think so, right? I don't think they're telling anybody that. Anybody go and tell the people that are running in front of the bulls, hey, you might just get a horn in your ass. I mean, get off your high horses already. They all know what the hell they got into. It's football. It's a gladiator sport. I mean, this is what you signed up for. This is who you are. Oh, quit. Why? That's not what you love to do. There are a lot of people, man, that they do a bunch of dangerous jobs. You know, we have police officers every day that their families have no idea if they're coming back at the end of the day. Anybody telling police officers? Because let me tell you something. Considering what they pay police officers, I would never be a police officer. Ever. Those ladies and gentlemen don't get paid enough for what they do. It's probably why we end up with a bunch of corrupt ones, too. I mean, there's all kinds of work. So for, you know, many of you have repeated the same stupid comment from that doctor. Okay, the doctor did not choose to play or work in a career that's dangerous. Okay, he doesn't want to be a surfer. Are you telling surfers to stop surfing? Because when they get caught on one of those giant waves inside coral, that ain't going to be fun, buddy. They could die, they could get paralyzed, they could break bones, they could get eaten by sharks. Anybody telling surfers not to surf? Anybody telling a surfer not to surf that 75-foot wave? Anybody? Bueller, Bueller, Bueller. It's just, it gets to a point. Get off your high horses. Get off your soapboxes. They signed up for this. Chad, pull up the article for me for Joe Burrow there. I mean, the video there. Of Joe Burrow, right? If you can.
Yeah, I'm working on it now. Okay. Oh, sorry about that.
It's Joe Burrow, you look at it, and here's a guy that brutally honest about what's happened to him as a player, okay? And talking about how he has blacked out in games. He's suffered concussions in games and stayed in games. They've all done it. Some of you make it sound like, you know, Cameron Brate just did it this weekend where he got leveled and went right back into the game after. This is what they choose to do. This is their lives, not yours. Not that little doctor that says, oh, quit. Well, my brother, you don't have the balls to do what he does. That's all. And it's crazy. To play football, you really have a screw loose if you play football, but you better be a tough guy if you're going to play football. And you and I aren't tough enough, we're not athletic enough, and we're not good enough to play in the NFL. But I bet you that some of you would risk the injuries and all of that to make the money that they're going to make in the NFL. But I just love how some people want to control others' lives, and there are people putting their lives at risk all the time. And nobody says anything about anything else except now for Tua. Tua knows what he's getting into. There it is. Play the video, man. Fire it off.
You have.
Yeah, I think everybody has that plays this game.
Take me to the moment. What is it like? I don't know.
It's hard to say. Just
Welton Rayob has more than 62 years of litigation experience handling insurance disputes. They're committed to resolving.
Okay. Go ahead.
From a concussion, like I've been hit, not the rest of the game before. That's happened a couple of times, but I've never had one where I have headaches for like a week and I have symptoms of concussion after the game. Like I said, I've had some where, you know, I don't remember the second half or I don't remember the entire game, or I know that I got a little dizzy at one point, but nothing long lasting.
So, I mean, that's pretty remarkable, Joe, for somebody with your mind, that whether it was high school or college, that you don't remember a second half. Like, when you look back at that, is that create anxiety for you? Or do you, like, believe it's going to happen if you're a quarterback two or three times in your career?
I think that's – I mean, you can make all the rules you want to make the game as safe as you possibly can, but there's an inherent risk and danger with the game of football. You're going to have – you have – 300-pound men running 20 miles an hour trying to take your head off while you're standing still trying to ignore it and find receivers that are open, and then sometimes you got to go run and try to get a first down. You're running 20 miles an hour and somebody else is running 22 miles an hour and you got to try to get the first down. That's part of the game, I think. Part of what we signed up for. You know, you're going to have head injuries. You're going to tear your ACL. You're going to break your arm. That's the game that we play. That's the life that we live, and we get paid handsomely for it. And so I think going into every game, and you know, we know what we're getting ourselves into.
There is no way you're ever going to make this game safe. You're going to have to make it two-hand touch is what's going to end up happening. That's the only way this is going to happen, is, you know, two-hand touch. And he said it. He signed up for it. They know the inherent risks. They hide, you know, concussions all the time. They hide what hurts. They got to play. They got to make money. Just like the coal miners got to make money. Just like a ton of people that work all kinds of really dangerous jobs, they just got to make money. It's just one of those things that we get on this soapbox like we're shocked. And this has been going on forever. Let me read the Alex Smith one to follow up on Joe Burrow, okay? So Alex Smith also has detailed some of the issues he's dealt with in protocol. And he says he suffered a concussion the 49ers in 2012 and was replaced by Colin Kaepernick. He goes, I feel like I'm just getting starting to reach my potential. And we're playing the Rams. I took a really unnecessary but a great hit to the back of the head, Smith said. I tried to jump up and act like it didn't faze me. And I did. I popped right back up and acted like nothing happened and continued to play. Smith felt fine at first, but stated he realized something was not right a few plays later. He was hiding symptoms at that point until a quarterback sneak made it impossible to do that. We're driving and completing passes and going, and then we run a QB sneak, Smith said. I hate QB sneaks because of this. Pablo, I go down, I hit the ground, kind of diving, and boom, instantly, kind of what I would call a star in my vision. He's talking to Pablo Torre, by the way. And then he says, later in his 14-year career, Smith suffered another concussion in 16 as a member of the Chiefs. Smith took a hard hit to the head and was removed from the game, forced to undergo a series of tests to determine whether he had suffered a concussion. He said, I felt great, Smith said about the immediate aftermath of the concussion while he was playing Kansas City. I went back in the game. Here's a coach I have a ton of respect for, has coached football as long as anybody, right? The experts cleared me. I passed the metric of a concussion that I got through, and similarly to Tua, I shouldn't have gone back into the game. He passed the test and was allowed to return to the field later in the game. Clearly, the NFL needs to put the protocol in place to take any decisions away from players. It's about winning, man. It's about winning. It's not about, it's about not losing a job. you know, you get injured and you leave, and the person that fills in for you all of a sudden kicks ass, and you're Wally Pipp. And it's, you know, if you don't know the story, go ahead and look it up. But it's just one of those deals that it's there's a lot of pressure on everybody. It's not just football. You know, I know people in radio years ago, not anymore now because there's nobody left in radio. But years ago, when we had a lot of people, I knew one specific gentleman that did not like to take a lot of vacations because he was afraid he would lose his job. That's crazy, dude. But that's the kind of pressure that there is. So, oh my God. Oh, then they think I'm injury prone. Oh, they're not going to re-sign me. Oh, they're not going to. I'm going to be viewed that I'm not tough enough. Oh, I may lose my job. Oh, I'm not going to reach my incentives. There's a lot of things that are going through their minds. And that's why when you see this whole mess, and it is a mess, but while the NFL and the NFLPA and the doctors and all that, you want to, you know, lay some blame. The players are the first ones that want to be put in this position. And a lot of these guys from, you know, years past, you ask them, would you do it all over again? No matter all the pains and suffering that they're going through, and they're all going to say, yeah, I would do it again. It's crazy. But again, ladies and gentlemen, you and I aren't talented enough, aren't good enough, maybe even tough enough to play in that league. And so we would never have to think about that decision. But they have the, you know, they, I don't know if you call it good fortunes or not or whatever. You know, because some of these guys do get to live to a very old age. Some of them don't. But most of them will risk this over and over and over again. Because those moments of being a gladiator in that stadium is what keeps them on that edge. You know, it's funny. I'm glad we have the edge because that's kind of, you got to have an edge if you got to play in football. And it's an edge that you and I don't have. You may have it in a courtroom. You may have it in a classroom. You may have it in a corporate, you know, environment. You may have it. You may be an artist. You may have that edge there. This is where they have their edge. And it takes a different human being to do this. But, you know, oh, Tua quit. Come on, man. That's just some stupid shit. That's just ridiculous. You know, you can't tell somebody that does what they love, no matter what risks they're putting themselves through, they want to keep doing it. An MMA fighter. Don't you think that you talk about football? You know how many concussions must go on in the octagon? You have any idea? You ever watch these people try to make weight every time for a fight? The torture that they put their body through to make weight? Anybody ever watch any of that stuff? Yeah, I love how people want to dictate how others should live. You know? To me, that's the part I find absolutely hilarious. So I'm going to tell the MMA fighter, come on, dude, or woman, your body's not going to be the same. You're going to suffer a crap ton of concussions. Don't do it. Because in the MMA, I am sure there's probably at least one concussion in every fight almost at one point or another, and they're shaking it off in between rounds, okay? Because there's no way that you're not concussed when they pound you in the head a whole bunch of times, dude. Are you kidding me? Look how your ears end up. What the hell do you think is happening to the rest of your body? Nobody's telling MMA fighters not to fight. And that is a brutal way to earn a living. Brutal. And hell, now we have bare knuckle. Okay? That's growing now, bare knuckle. Anybody telling the bare knuckle fighters not to do it? Because some tells me bare knuckle fighting is, you know, probably not a good idea. But there they are. You can tell a wrestler not to make any money? Tell them, no, dude, you know. Why? Because it's normal to, you know, throw yourself off the top of a 30-foot cage? Okay, I'm sorry. Not 30. They do 20, 25? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, of course. And land on another human being. No, that, you know, that's, of course. Yeah, that's, nobody ever dies in a wrestling ring. No, that never happens. Nobody ever gets injured or really all screwed up in a wrestling. No, it never happens. Oh, and those wrestlers, when they retire, oh, God, they look beautiful. They're in perfect shape. Their bodies are completely intact. They don't have any kind of health ailments whatsoever. Anybody telling a wrestler not to make a living that way? And you think they don't suffer concussions too? I bet they do. So convenient. You know why? Because football's God. It's the sport that dominates all. So this is why it gets all this ridiculous attention when there are a ton of other people doing all kinds of dangerous stuff and we don't tell them to quit. So that's where I would tell that doctor, hey, brother, stay with your what you do. You're a doctor. Don't tell other people what to do with their lives. It's what makes them happy.
Oh, yes, question. Do you think people are still going to question Tua's toughness after coming back from a concussion? I had to ask.
I've never questioned. That's the weirdest thing. Because you and I know that most of us would have his hip injury. We would never go back to play a contact sport after that hip injury. In fact, most of us would struggle just to go to work every day. And that guy went back to the NFL after blowing out a hip. And he's come back from that hip to play at an incredibly high level. And in between that, he had to break his ribs and his knuckle along the way. To me, Tua is actually one of the toughest athletes I have ever seen, because he's not a big guy and he's had two blown ankles that now are wired with Kevlar. So he strengthened those ankles so it wouldn't happen again to him. He blows out a hip, okay, breaks ribs, fractures a finger in his throwing hand, and the kid never says die. And then he got easily concussed in that first half in Buffalo and comes back in the second half to drop the kill shot. I mean, you know, Chad, at this point, you've got to be like the absolute biggest hater in the world / moron if you question Tua's toughness, because I'm not a tenth as tough as that guy, considering all the crap he's gone through. And he's willing to go right back to it. Impressive. I got nothing but respect for it. For Tua Tagovailoa. Big O is a roofer. I have a co-worker 8 feet and die, and it was eye-opening moment for me, but I'm still roofing 15 years later. Anybody going to tell a roofer to stop? Anybody going to tell a construction worker in a skyscraper? How about that, Chad? I can get you a job, bro, working on skyscrapers. So you can go bouncing around from one little slit to another and all that around the building. Would you like to do that, Chad? 50, 60, 70 floors up in the air like those guys?
Let me go ahead and tackle my wife and see if she'll allow that one. Oh.
Is that doctor telling them that, hey, that's not healthy? I mean, give me a break. And Isaiah's right. Isaiah works a risky job. You're on a roof every day? Buddy, you're risking your ass every day that you're on a roof. Every day. Oh, think how we absolve ourselves of watching others get hurt for our entertainment since the Roman gladiators, my friend. And you know what I've said for years? NFL players are just like Roman gladiators. The difference is we don't watch them die in the stadium like we watch the Roman gladiators. Not we, but back then. they're fighting a lion or whatever the hell it is, and they die right there in the Colosseum. The difference is they beat themselves up to a pulp, and then they go and die behind the scenes with their family members. They're the ones that absorb all of the... We forget about Earl Campbell. We forget about Jim McMahon. We don't care about Mike Webster. We don't care about any of them. We only care about them when they're on the field. Once they retire, we forget about them, and we move on. We're animals. We're animals is what we are. So, yeah, they're doing it for our entertainment, just like the Roman days. If you think Tua's not tough enough to be in the NFL, you need to seek help. Hell yeah, man. I'm with CT and boxing, yet we cheer for the 12th round. Fritter, we used to have 15. Okay. All right. It was 15 rounds, the championship fights back in the day, and we're cheering them on. Every time you get in your car, your life is at risk, yet we still drive. Amen. Get on I-95. Now. By the way, on the Edge energy drink, delicious, smooth, and zero aftertaste. Make sure you order it right there. Use our code Big O and get 10% off. We love Edge energy drink. Now, let me get into something disturbing now. Let me get into something that I'm now concerned about. I'm really concerned about Tua Tagovailoa. And... get the video ready there, Chad. I don't know. Look, I've watched Tua now get hurt several times. And we talked about this already, right? We talked about it yesterday. His first ankle injury, he took 3.89 seconds. His second one, 4.55 seconds. His hip, 5 seconds. His concussion here, on Thursday night, 5 seconds. So while everybody else wants to get on their high horses and blame the NFL and the NFLPA and all this, that, whatever, as I've said before, I blame Tua and nobody else. There's no one to blame but Tua. And why? Because Tua needs to learn how to play the game without taking hits, unnecessary hits. And that's what's happening because he's hanging on to the ball. And so I'm wondering, will he learn, right? Well, let's play a video for you right now, okay? And in this video, you're going to see Tua Tagovailoa, a very young Tua Tagovailoa, who's clearly in high school, and he's talking about the physical punishment in football and how he takes on hits. I want you to listen to this. Okay.
I think he's probably like the middle of the road where he's hard on you guys, but he backs off when he's necessary. He seems like that.
He's understanding.
But I don't know. I don't know.
No, he is. He's understanding, but he's very, very strict with a lot of things. But he's very understanding. That's what I love so much about my dad. You know, whether I do something bad, as long as I make him understand as to why, you know, I kind of did it. Like, running the ball, and if I hit somebody, oh my gosh. Like, when I get in the car, oh, you don't hear the end of it. My dad gets so mad at me. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell him, you know, I don't know how to slide. You know, he tells me to practice sliding. And I tell him, okay. And then the next time I do it again, oh gosh. That's when I get disciplined.
Yeah. Well, like, oh, Michael Vick learned to slide. Yeah, I mean, he ran a 4.3 or 4.2. So, okay.
4.2, I think.
Yeah. But he was never a big guy. You're getting, you know, you're pretty thick. So he had to do it or he would have gotten crumbled.
So the old man has been ripping into him since he was in high school about taking hits. He hasn't learned. And the old man's ripping him. I saw that video a listener sent, and I'm sorry, sir, I forgot your name now. I should have written it down. And thank you for sending me that video. And I saw that video, and
I was floored yesterday when I saw a video, because I'm like, okay, so then this has been a problem for him forever, and he refuses to correct it. And he will continue to play hero ball. And I'm bothered by it. I'm bothered by it because he's not going to last in this league. Nobody lasts in this league. Andrew Luck had to leave. Eventually, Tim Tebow's last game, they punctured his lung, broke his ribs. Tim Tebow was thick. Thick. Okay, Tim Tebow was not a small guy. He was a really strong guy, incredible shape. They busted his ribs and punctured his lung in his final game in the NFL. They've broken down Cam Newton. They will break the biggest men down in this league. And somehow or another, Tua seems to find himself in this position over and over and over again. And it's been a problem that clearly his dad has harped on him since he was a young kid. And somehow or another, no matter how much pain he's gone through, how much rehab he's experienced, notice the hip. That was your entire life, your career on the line. You overcame it, and yet you still put yourself in positions where you can get, you know, throttled. Doesn't make any sense to me. And I saw that video and I was like, damn, dude. Look at him. Young buck there. Really young too, man. And the issues that we're talking about right now, his dad's been ripping into him since that day. And he won't learn. I really feel for the young man, because he's a great young man. He's a perfect person to have in the NFL. He's a great example for kids everywhere. He carries himself the right way, and he can play. And he's the best quarterback that the Dolphins have had since Marino. He's a legitimate franchise quarterback, and he is going to shorten his career because he refuses to take care of his body. Sucks. I gotta tell you. Watching that video, very, very disappointed into it. And I'm hoping he figures it out. Yes, sir.
Just to lighten up your spirits, Big O, Arsenal is up right now 2-0 against Bodo Glimt in the UEFA Champions qualifying round. So nice. I know you're kind of down, but I figured as Arsenal fans, we'll give the live update. It's 2-0 Arsenal, Eddie Nketiah goal and a Rob Holding goal. Let's go.
I love it. Love it. Man, the boys are playing out of this world. I'll watch that game when I get home. Vader's daddy says, I'm worried too. He rolls out and then heads back to where all the linemen are to extend the play. All he had to do was keep heading to the sideline on that play. Big O, on a happier note, I look forward to your show with Doug every week. Great content. I hope one day Reason, Doug, and yourself do a show. Anytime, man. I'll do it with those guys anytime, man. I got nothing but love for Doug and for Reason. They do an excellent job. Mike Honcho says, good afternoon, Big O. Please tell me why I shouldn't worry about the Jets. Mike, you should worry about every team. Without Tua, it's going to be like pulling teeth to win any game. Our team is back to what we've seen for 20 years. The gritty little team with the mediocre quarterback that kind of needs everything to go their way to win that day and yada, yada, yada and all that stuff. That's what they are with Teddy, what they've been for years now. Pretty good defense, some talent on there, but you don't really have the quarterback that puts you over the top. So it's not a Jet thing, because I don't think the Jets are that good, but I don't think the Dolphins are that good without Tua. You know, I think they're a middling team without Tua. So when you have a franchise quarterback, it makes a whole bunch of difference, dude. It elevates everybody. And I love Teddy the person. The quarterback, Nothing special. You just hope he can manage the game and not turn it over. That's all. Hunter Long is back this week. Well, I wish it was Tua, not Hunter Long. That's Hunter Long is not going to make you feel better about beating the Jets. Miles Deep says, what's up, Big O? Fins up, heat around the corner, and Panthers can't wait. Yep. Amen to that. Fulgencio is in. Tony Zagala says McDaniel needs to yell into Tua's earpiece after 3 seconds to throw the ball away. Problem is, Tony, the headsets go off at the 15-second mark. So once the game clock hits 15 seconds, you can't talk to your quarterback anymore. So he's on his own. That's when it's all done. So, yeah, unfortunately, he can't help. Like I said, okay, said it last week. On Friday, I think I said, I was joking around on Friday with this. We got to get a shock collar. Okay, you know those people, I would never do it, but don't do that, but some do it. They put shock collars on dogs to kind of teach them certain things that they're not supposed to do, right? We put a shock collar on Tua, and McDaniel's on the sidelines. Get rid of it! Tua's such a tough son of a bitch that he'll learn to absorb the shock and then hold on to the ball. So, yeah. Miami will be fine, bros. Let's go. We had worse QB playing than Teddy. I'm not miles deep. They've had plenty of guys that are just like Teddy. There's nothing special there. Please. Put it this way, I probably would still rather have Fiedler, okay, than Teddy. Just you, yeah. Bigger body, can run actually, you know. Neither one had a great arm anyway. So we've had better than Teddy or just equal. Nothing special. Great young man. What you want is that brain in that meeting room. Don't really want the player really on the field. But, yeah, no choice now. Big O2 also needs to run and slide if there's a lane open in the field when it breaks down. Super B, I don't care what he does, dude. Run, slide, throw the ball away, avoid hits. I don't care what he has to do, Super B. Just don't take hits. So, to me, that's the key right now. Don't take hits. Big O, I think Sunday McDaniel really earns his contract. He was brought to be the coach for the long haul. Well, we've talked about that. It's up to him now these next couple games because I think Tua will miss the next two games at least. And, yes, they're going to need some creativity. Okay? That's what they're going to need, some serious creativity. By the way, Hijinx Sports Grill – up in Boca, proud sponsor here of the program and, of course, of Joe Shad's fantastic updates with the Miami Dolphins. They've got gorgeous bartenders, and they should because some of them are former Dolphin cheerleaders or current Dolphin cheerleaders. You should go to Hijinx Sports Grill, go to the Instagram page, and then just say, well, thank you, O. And I'm going to say, you're welcome. Because that's what's going to happen after you go to Hijinx Sports Grill Instagram page. You're going to go, wow, this is one of the best looking Instagram pages I've ever seen in my life. And yeah, you should, because the women are absolutely smoking.
And thank you, because you did tell me to do that. So I just want to confirm that for people. Thank you for letting me know about that page.
They've got award-winning wings. Joe talks about them all the time. I haven't tried them yet, but he loves them. They've got 55-inch televisions. You can drink and have bucket specials during all games. So make sure you get on down to hijinxsportsgrill.com. Check it out. Happy hour, as you can see there, 4 to 7 p.m. And you can also reserve a table ahead of time. And we'll have a sparkling glass of champagne for you when you get there. So there you go. Hijinx Sports Grill. Check it out. All right, if you want to get in on the Welt and Raum text line, that's 855-912-1056. That's 855-912-1056. If you want to get in on the Welt and Raum text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Byron Jones, got to be concerned about this one now, folks. You know, they the one thing we have now learned with Mike McDaniel, and it's not anything new with any coach, but he's certainly not even going to be close to being honest about injuries. And with Byron Jones, they kept telling us that he was going to be ready and ready for the regular season, and he's not even ready after 4 more weeks. And to me, that's disturbing as hell. And it's an Achilles injury in a corner. I'm wondering, not that they're going to tell us, I'm wondering if he suffered any kind of a setback. It's tough. But that is one, I hope X plays. Because it's just not going to be easy for any of them to overcome. Any quarterback without those two corners. Now, I know they're going to blitz the hell out of Zach and all that. I was thinking about this. Isn't this the day or the week where you sign a lot of hot older women? Because that's what I would do. I would sign a bunch of MILFs and have them rush Zach, because I think Zach will just wait for sacks, right? And what you can do is have a nice rotation. And, you know, that way he has a smorgasbord of women. So if any of you would like to, you know, volunteer some moms out there for the Dolphin game, that might be something. I'm telling you. What we should do also, the Dolphins should bring their own cheerleaders, but they're all MILFs. Not the beautiful young ones that are working over at Hijinks. No. I'm talking about go hire some MILFs. And then they need to cheer like the replacement cheerleaders do, right, on the sidelines there. And I know they're on the road, so they're not allowed to bring their own cheerleaders, but you got to sneak them in. And then that'll keep Zach busy also, because he looks at the Dolphin sidelines and he sees a bunch of MILFs. MILFs rushing him, MILFs on the sidelines, cheering, all that. I think that would, like, confuse the hell out of the kid. Obviously, he would be thinking with other things, and you got him right where you want. It'll look like that DirecTV commercial with those those housewives or whatever. It'll look just like that. That's what you got to do. And you saw how Dak got knocked out. That is exactly how Zach Wilson's going to look, like Dak getting tackled by one of those housewives. By the way, why does anybody watch any of that stuff? I'm just wondering. Housewives of Orange County, New Jersey, Atlanta, Miami, I don't know, whatever. How is that show entertaining? Why would anybody? It's like watching, Love and Hip Hop or whatever. It's like all these silly ass reality shows, man. And all of them look like just a bunch of clowns. It just looks like a bunch of buffoonery. I'm not we're a pretty sad society when we're watching, housewives and basketball wives and Love and Hip Hop and all these crappy bachelor, bachelorette. Oh, I know I'm probably insulting some of you out there, but to me, that programming is just brutal. I know some of you are probably stuck because some of your wives or girlfriends are forcing you to watch that shit. Man, oh my God. MILFs, not GILFs, Chase. Okay. No, it's got to be a MILF, not a GILF. Got to go MILF. Never watched more than 30 seconds of any Housewives. I couldn't watch any of those shows. None of them. Any of those reality shows. The only reality shows I like to watch are sports. Those are my reality shows. Football game, a basketball game, a hockey game, a baseball game, a soccer game. That's the reality show I like to watch. Orlando, I have faith that Tua will figure out his thought process on those kind of plays. Tua's development has shown What is this? Kinesthetic? What is this? Kinesthetic learning? Anyway, abilities which give hope that his mind will recode his brain. Well, Fuencio, with all of that stuff and the word there that I can't pronounce, why hasn't it happened from high school till now? So you play a couple of years of high school. You play, what was it? Was it 4 years or 3 years in college? What was it? Four or three or whatever. And now you're three more in the NFL. So you haven't learned the entire time. Why would you learn now? See, the problem with your statement, Fuhensu, is there's no proof. There's zero proof that he is going to adjust. So you're just guessing. You're just praying. You're just throwing a coin in the, you know, well, and you're wishing. But there is zero track record that shows that he has learned not to take hits. Zero. There is no indications whatsoever. So you can guess, you can hope, you can wish, but you have zero proof on that. And it's disturbing for me. Because I just think, like, he's not going to learn. That's my problem with all of this. Big O, you need to see the movie Idiocracy. What's in it? This week we should be concerned with our defense back play. How about Morgana the Kissing Bandit? You know, Morgana was not hot at all. Have you gone back to watch that, by the way? Like, she just had like a pair of ginormous jugs, and that's it. There was nothing else about that woman. She had no body. And I mean, the body, like, she had she was like square. Her looks weren't that good. She had a terrible haircut. I know it was the haircut of those days. She looked like one of the ladies from the B-52s. But it really, Morgana the Kissing Bandit was not really an attractive woman. It was just about her running out onto the field with those, you know, jugs that might have killed her if it hit her face. And that's it. No, it was one of those things. Morgana was very, very overrated. Incredibly overrated. Because in Alabama, he had a powerful offensive line. However, in Miami, he has Flores. I don't know what that means, Rosendo. Do you think he will change, Big O? No, I don't. I'm terrified of it now. I'm terrified that he's not going to change. I mean, dude, you didn't learn your lesson after the hip? Think about that. You would figure that that's the nail in the coffin for Tua. Like, okay, you blew out your hip. Your entire career is on the line. Well, luckily, you're able to continue your career, and yet I'm going to continue to take hits, and I'm going to continue to extend plays. I'm going to continue to put myself at risk for injury or turnover. Sucks. So yeah, no, I need to see it before I believe it now at this point. That video to me was everything. Like, his dad was ripping into him since he was a kid. His dad. The guy he has an incredible relationship with. Think about that. So his dad can't reach him. You think his dad didn't rip into him after he blew out one foot? Think his dad didn't rip into him after he blew out the second foot? You think his dad didn't rip into him after he blew out his hip? Yeah, probably. Because that's what he does. He's a tough dude. And think about it. Tua has an incredible family base. An awesome family base. They love him. They support him. They're there and everything. I mean, it's a great family. And the old man can't reach him. So, yeah, I'm concerned. I'm concerned in a big-time way.
Oh, do you think that could be something to do with, like, you know, as children or kids, you want to show your parents wrong? You know, like maybe trying to show his dad, look, I can do this. Like, you think that could be some of that there?
I don't know. I mean, let me tell you, even in the interview, the guy was like, well, no, you're a little bigger than Michael Vick. No, dude, neither one of them can take hits. They're not made to take hits. I mean, I was like, that was a stupid part of the interviewer when he was saying that. God, I mean, I hope not, Chad, because how many times are you going to lose that race and still think that you can do it? That's my problem with it. Tua's not a guy that's going to win collisions. That's not what he's made there to be. Michael Vick wasn't going to collide with you, and neither was Joe Montana, and neither is Drew Brees. They're going to stay away from you. That's what they're going to do. That's what smart quarterbacks do. They stay away from the big hit. So, yeah, it's scary, man. I'm telling you, it is scary. Let me tell you a little bit about Cutter's Edge. We love talking about Cutter's Edge. Great people at Cutter's Edge. 954-472-0622. And they do it all, folks. You name it, they do it, okay? Tree trimming removals, landscape design, outdoor lighting, irrigation design and build, synthetic turf. Can't tell you enough about that. My dogs love the synthetic turf. My wife loves the synthetic turf because the dogs now come in and out of the house and they bring no dirt. You know, I got a video out there with one of my little dogs, Ollie, and it shows him rolling around in the artificial turf. And it's, you know, it's a lot different being in the artificial turf than in the regular grass and dirt, that all of a sudden you start bringing that mud, or your dogs get all that stuff stuck to them when they're rolling around in that grass and dirt. It's just a much cleaner environment for your dog, a healthier environment for your dog. You should check it out. Artificial turf. One, listen, if you, even without dogs, it looks great. It's a super clean look. And you're saving yourself a ton of money in the long run. You no longer have to cut the grass, and you no longer have to also water the grass. So that is an enormous advantage. And the way Cutter's Edge Pro does it, I mean, it's impeccable, and it drains beautifully too. So I've already watched it over the last couple of weeks with some of the heavy rains, and it has drained so well, folks. So whether you're looking for artificial turf, you want to redesign your front and backyards. Remember, if you have no landscaping and you really want to build more value for your home, this is a way of building a lot of value for your home by creating an environment in the front and the backyard that just changes the look of your home. Please call William and call Mike. Tell them that Big O sent you. Go to the website, cuttersedgepro.com. Check them out on Instagram, 954-472-0622. D. Wolverine, thank you, sir, for the love of the super chat. He says, Big O now with a wife, he may actually listen. It's a different added life event. So that perhaps what he needed to get him actually to understand. That's a great point, dude. That's our last hope. That's a great call on your part. Because if he doesn't listen to the old man, and you know, I mean, we've seen Tua, he loves his father, he loves his parents, he loves his family, he honors his family, bro. It's a great family. You can tell that there's a real bond there, right? But still, he won't listen to him. So you're right. Maybe the wife says, hey, you know, you can't do this. You know, I need you 10, 20, 30 years from now. If we're going to have children, you know, you got to be around. You got to take care of yourself. So I think that's kind of the trick, too, that maybe that helps. It's a good call. I like that. I like that. That might be the last bit of hope to save Tua from himself overall. Oh, the last time we played Wilson with pressure, he evaded like no other. With the lack of depth at corner, would it be better to not rush and try to play more of a zone D and have him make the mistakes? I think he'll make the mistakes, dude. I just think that this team is much better now, I think, than the last time they played him, except for the secondary, of course. That you're right about that, that the secondary is a little bit of a problem overall. But I think you do have to rush him. I think you have to force the issue. I think you have to try to make him uncomfortable. I really believe that. So I don't think you allow any quarterback to sit back there and give him any time. I think if you can rush him, dude, they rush everybody. They rush great quarterbacks. So they're going to get after this kid. You have to get after him. I think you can force – I'm not a Zach guy. I'm not a Zach Wilson believer. So maybe that's why I'm a little biased. Okay, maybe I'm wrong about Zach Wilson. Maybe he turns into a heck of a quarterback. I don't think he's going to turn into a heck of a quarterback. I think he's going to be kind of one of those irresponsible gunslinging type dudes. And I think he's going to end up making a bunch of mistakes throughout his short career, and then he'll be out of football. Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. You never know. Let's see. Darth Cater time. Yes. It better be. Big O, I said that about the wife just a few messages above. Well, you guys might be honest. I didn't think about that. That's a really good one on your part. It's a really good one. I like that one. Because the wife can, you know, the wife always has influence. Always. I mean, if you love your wife. If you love your wife, you respect your wife, and you know, you want to make her happy, and there are things. One thing I know about this, because I'm a husband too. You don't ever really want your wife to be concerned. That's our job as husbands, as fathers. Our job is to absorb the concerns. Our job is to absorb the negativity and the responsibilities and anything like that. Our job is to shelter our families from any of those kind of things. And if what we're doing is just, you know, putting more of it on their plate, then that's not, you're not doing good as a husband, as a father of your household. So, because to me, that's, it's all right for us to worry, right? But I don't want my daughter, my son, not that I have a son, but I'm just saying, if I had kids, both, I mean, I have a daughter, but I wouldn't want my kids worrying about me, and I wouldn't want my wife worrying about me. I always want them to feel comfortable. And I think all of us as fathers, well, most of us, as fathers and husbands, I think we try to do that as much as possible. You know, we can be thrown under the bus. We can go through the rough time. But as long as we do it and they don't, it's all right. And it's, for a lack of a better term, we have to take the bullet, not them. That's our job. And by Tua playing like this, his wife's taking the bullet. I still remember, you know, almost 5 years ago. This November will be 5 years. And I almost had a heart attack. And, you know, I felt like my heart was going to explode. I had two of my arteries that were clogged up about 97%, something like that. And I needed stents in it. And I have three stents in one artery and two in another. And I remember that while I was in the hospital room, and my heart felt like it was about to just come right out of my chest. It's the scariest thing in the world when you like feel, you know, it's because your heart is working so hard because there's so little blood going through it. And I'm telling the doctors, hey, I don't feel good. Like, my chest is exploding. And they're talking about how to treat me quickly and how to get me to the operating room and all that. But the doctors are, like, huddled discussing this, right? And they're calmly, like, telling me, relax, you'll be all right. And dude, my chest is, I swear to you, I thought I was going to die. I swear to you, I thought my heart was just going to come right out of my chest. And I wasn't crying or anything like that, but I was, you know, it had me going. And I couldn't hide it. You know what I mean? It was like one of those like, whoa, hey, is this normal? I'm not, you know. And my wife was just to the right. And she was terrified. And she's terrified. Terrified that she might watch her husband die right in front of her. So I would imagine that that's kind of put, you know, Tua's wife in a little bit of a rough patch too, because it's only normal.